And this is The Naked Scientists, Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Dominic Ford. The guy who stimulated our experiment this week by doing his own experiment in the kitchen, although unintentionally, I think, was Andy, who's in Canada. Hello, Andy.
Hi there.
So just very briefly, tell us what you did and what you found.
Okay, so I put a wet dishcloth in the microwave oven. It was supposed to kill some of the odor and kill some of the bacteria. And then after a few minutes, the cloth started to smolder, and the cloth had dried out. And after a while, it actually had some big singeing scorch marks. And I sent you guys a picture so you could see just how bad it got.
Yeah, it looks pretty severe.
So I need to, sorry?
Yes, indeed, it looks pretty severe. So this was sort of the microwave equivalent of boiling up the dishcloth in the detergent on the hobtop. You thought you'd cut corners and do it on the quick in your microwave.
Yeah, I heard of some people trying it, and I actually heard there was a scientific study where they did this and killed some bacteria, and I figured I'd try this myself, which I found out was not very wise.
Well, Dave and I were intrigued, and we were having a conversation this week about why this might happen, and we decided the best way to get to the bottom of this, as with any situation like this, is to do the experiment. So, owing to the fire risk, Hannah and Dave have left the building. Hannah Critchlow is outside with Dave now. They have a microwave on a trolley. I can see them through the glass, and they're going to attempt to do the experiment. Hannah.
Hello, Chris. Hi, Andy. And thank you very much for getting in touch, Andy, with your question that's dragged us outside to the car park with our microwave on a trolley. Dave, can you explain exactly what we have in front of us here?
Well, I have my stunt microwave, which is essentially very, very cheap, which should indicate that you really don't want to be doing this at home. And I've got three cloths. I wasn't quite sure what Andy had been doing to his cloth before he put it in the microwave. So I thought I would try three different things. One of them is very, very clean, so I've just got it damp with some deionized water, which has got nothing dissolved in it at all. I've got one which is a bit soapy, I thought maybe you've been doing the washing up. And I've got one which is a bit salty, maybe you've been clearing up some salt off the floor. And I thought I would try microwaving them and seeing what happens.
So Dave is now taking the microwave plate and putting it in the microwave with his three different rags that have been soaked in three different solutions. So the deionized water, the salty water, and also table salt water. And the microwave's going now. And also the soap solution rag. So Dave, what's happening? You're zapping these three rags with 950 watts of energy?
This microwave is about 650 watts of energy going into the microwave itself. Essentially, a microwave heats things by causing electric currents to flow through them, which is a very rapidly changing electric and magnetic field, which causes things to have currents flowing through them and heat up. Now, the better things conduct, the more energy they should absorb. So inside there, they should be warming up quite rapidly. As they warm up, the water, you can just see on the edge now.
Okay, so what we're seeing now is a huge amount of steam. No, that's not steam, that's smoke that's coming out the side of the microwave.
Actually, I've just smelled it. It is actually steam. So what's happening is the cloth is getting very, very hot. The water is evaporating off that, and it's slowly drying out. Which means whatever's dissolved in there will be getting more and more concentrated.
The microwave binged shut, but no, we're zapping it with more energy. We're heating up those rags even further.
So I think when I've tried this before, the salty one actually dries out more quickly than the other ones. This is probably because salt increases the conductivity, so the rag will heat more quickly and so it will dry out more quickly. It's now warming up even more, and now more seems to come
plumes and plumes and plumes of smoke are dripping out of the microwave. This is not one to be done in your kitchens, guys.
So if we examine what you've cooked, what have you got in there now, guys?
Possibly now is the time to turn off the microwave.
Whoa. Okay. And smoke is billowing out of the door now as Dave is very bravely puts his hand in to take out the cloths and to examine them. Dave.
The soapy one is still quite damp. And the deionized one is actually still really quite damp. It's warm, but it's not hot at all.
But that salty one, that's burnt.
The salty one is actually still burning. It's
Don't put your
burning
hands
away
it,
happily.
Dave,
I can
I'm
just
worried about
pull
you.
It apart carefully. And the inside is really, really quite singed.
Wow, that's not just singed. There's burning embers going on in there. Can you quickly explain the relevance of this and what's going on?
So the salt is much better at absorbing microwaves than the other two because salt solution is conductive, which is the reason why salty water, seawater, is very, very dangerous if you're anywhere near electricity because it conducts electricity very well and you can electrocute yourself. And so it was absorbing far more microwaves than the other two. And also salt, when it gets concentrated increases the boiling point of water. So the salty cloth can get much hotter than the other ones. Also, if you add things to cellulose, it reduces the temperature, which is, starts to char and starts to catch fire. So I think a combination of all of these, and possibly maybe a little bit of sparking between areas which are still wet and conducting electricity and areas which are very dry, cause that one to burst into flames much earlier. So my guess is that Andy's dishcloth was possibly a bit salty. He'd been mopping up some grotty stuff with it, and that meant that it conducted electricity much better, and it caught him to flames.
So we now have a car park full of smoke. Dave's just extinguishing the inferno. There you go, Andy. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, that answered my question very well, and I'm sorry you guys had to start such a cloud of smoke to do it, though.
Well, I can't imagine what your kitchen was like, but anyway, they're putting the fire out there, so if you have any other questions or other experiments in mind, Andy, do send them in, and we'd be happy to test them for you.